Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean, and how are you tonight?
Charlene, I'm doing well, and I'm looking forward to this energy of the summer solstice coming through this evening or early in the morning. So, and I'm hoping everyone else is as well. And like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are here tonight and welcoming you here tonight for our show and your show as well. And Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. All of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based, and we are the facilitators of these healings. And we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process. Also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And then Charlene will facilitate a major house healing, and after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines and then to the chat room guests, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And at the chat room guests, if simply all you have to do is type your first name and let me know you would like to be on my list, on the list, and I will add you to it. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean, and I always like to ask people to go ahead and start a proxy list. That's a list of anybody that you think would benefit from receiving this healing. And remember, we never overcome anyone's free will, so if the healing goes out to someone and their soul chooses not to receive it for whatever reason, they will not receive it. So if everybody will set up their proxy list, I'd like to start us out with a prayer. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and all of our listeners and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. I ask that everyone that receives this healing tonight integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for all of our listeners. I ask that whatever they were seeking, wherever they are weak in their mind, in their soul, in their body, in their life, I ask that you clear and remove all of those vulnerabilities and weaknesses and make them strong. We ask that this be a high vibrational, high frequency show tonight to everybody's energy and powers are returned. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. All right, folks, now that I've put in a divine miracle healing request, if you have any specific healings, you know, whether it's a physical ailment, maybe it could be just a headache or something mental or emotional that's going on with you, or a broken heart, it could be financial, put it out there that you would like this miracle healing to go to that part of your life. I'm going to go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, I'd like to call down the New Way healers. Would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? Please remove 500,000 layers off of everyone. Clear their relationship space, their career space, their heart space. Please, Mother God, would you please take everyone apart and give them a healing of your nature? Jesus, would you please clear everyone's rows, clear their guide team, any outsiders or intruders that's on their guide team, any unauthorized beings, please clear and remove them off of everyone's guide team. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, could you restore everyone's personal power, peace, and clarity to them tonight, and also connect them all up to you and to divine supply, their havingness gauge, their I can have it gauge, guarantee it's connected up to you. Please clear their life path and any kind of blocks or obstacles on that. Please turn on their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, their energy power, their wealth power, their money power and the creator of all those powers, and anything that has turned off all of those powers, please clear and remove it. Please turn on everybody's divine ability. Turn on everybody's memory powers, their brain powers. Please clear any sickness, illness, or disease, pain, suffering, fear, and lack out of everyone and raise everyone's vibration, consciousness, and frequencies up to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. I'd like to call down the Jinshin Jitsu healers and ask them if they would please give everybody the Jinshin Jitsu organ flows and body flows 10 times fold. Angels of the Violet Flame, please immerse everyone with the Violet Flame 1 billion times fold. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please clear and remove all worldly energies, all planetary energies. High Self, please connect with the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing that there is, Triple Divine Light Shield. Please open all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field, and clear their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords, any energies that's just not theirs, clear and remove it. Clear all energies on chart 5 and chart 26. And let's apply all the healings on all of their chakras. Mother God, would you please replace everyone's chakras, take them apart. Please give them a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Let's put them back together, guarantee their connection to source is perfect. Let's guarantee that everybody has a solid grounding cord. Let's take everybody up to the goddesses. Please open everybody up. Clear all inner layers. Please clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue. Return everybody to love and peace. Guarantee everybody is divine, true, love-based. All fear, pain, suffering, and lack, and anything creating it, causing it, allowing and attracting it is cleared and removed. Please clear all programs and patterns of having, holding, allowing, attracting, and accepting a broken heart. Please clear and remove that broken heart pattern, along with any energies or emotions attached to it. And Jesus, would you please waterfall everyone with your waterfall water from your waterfall retreat? I'd like to ask the psychic surgeons to come in and heal everybody's heart. Clear and remove anything that was making that heart be unable to run at its full capacity in divine true love. Anything creating fear in anybody's body, clear and remove it. Look for any group consciousness programs or patterns that is creating fear, either by the government or corporate America or big corporations. Clear and remove those big group consciousness that's creating and causing and allowing, attracting, accepting the fear. Move them on out. God, God's creator of all, would you please clear everyone's blood and just shift their blood into divine, true, love-based. And all of these cells in their body that's carrying any fear, pain, suffering, lack, blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment, self-sabotage, any negativity, resentment, or guilt, please, and will regret, please clear and remove all of those cells and replace them with billions and billions of brand new cells that are full of happiness and love and love-based. And please bring in billions of new stem cells as well for everybody's organs and glands and body systems. Goddesses, would you please work on everybody's heart energy to run it up to, bring it back up to full capacity? Please clear High Self and God, Goddess, Creator of all, any energy drains, any money drains, anything creating, causing it, allowing it, attracting it, or accepting it, and any programs or patterns, root branches, and seeds that would pull anybody's physical energy or their energy power. And let's amp up everybody's creator of energy and energy levels in their body, mind, and spirit, heart, and soul up to 100% so that their body can start creating energy. Please tap everybody's joy buttons. God, Goddess, Creator, Ball, would you please put your hands upon everyone's head and apply a consciousness changing. Please clear, balance, and harmonize everyone's left and right hemispheres of their brain. Apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David. Please clear and heal the God organ and the Goddess organ, and apply a cranial sacral adjustment and a neural cranial sacral adjustment times 10. And let's just waterfall everybody with their own true essence, their own true authentic self. I'd like to call in the crystal healers to ask for to give everybody a crystal healing. The Andorra crystal healers, would you please come in and give everybody a Andorra crystal healers and give everybody a healing of your nature to get everybody's vibration up really, really high and feeling good. Mother God, would you please turn on everybody's optimism, their enthusiasm, their motivation, their determination, their courage, their bravery, their strength. Turn on their light. Mother God, would you please activate everybody's divine soul light, their divine feminine spark, their divine soul spark, their divine angel light. Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body, anything that's been turned off, turn it back on, turn their inner healer and their codes of light on. Jesus, would you please stand behind everyone and infuse them with so much peace? Apollo, would you please come down and strengthen everybody's soul and send, God, Goddess, Creator of all, send everybody the highest of creator of all energy. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the goddess. Let's guarantee everybody's chakras are clear. Clear everybody's ear chakras of any negativity or any program that they've heard. Clear everybody's eyes and all of their chakras of any programs from any technology, television, or anything, satellites, anything that's going on this planet Earth, or video games, anything of that nature, and just whoosh all that programming, imprints, and patterns out of everybody to receive that, allow that, and attract that. And any vows, contracts, and agreements, root contracts that anybody has made to accept all of these negative worldly or planetary energies or group consciousness patterns or programs to allow them to control them in any way, please dissipate those vows, contracts, and agreements in the light as if they've never existed. Return everybody's heart to forgiveness, love, and peace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, would you please clear the secret, sacred chambers of everyone's heart? And Jesus and Lady Nana, would you please run heart energy with everyone? Fill their heart with so much love and light, and God, Goddess, Creator of all, as Jesus and Lady Nada are running heart energy with everyone, we ask you to bring in your Creator of all energy now into their heart center so that everybody can feel you, and please bring all that together in everybody's energy field and in their heart, connect their heart, connect their soul to their mind to their body, connect their heart to the heart of God, Goddess, Creator of all, their mind to the mind of God, Goddess, Creator of all, their soul to the soul of God, Goddess, Creator of all, and make them one in every bit whole. And Jesus, in the name of the light, would you please bring in the miracle healing energy now? Power everyone up. Please guarantee everybody's tree of life is rejuvenated, regenerated, activated and everybody gets a life force healing. Whatever is pulling anyone's life force, God, Goddess, Creator, evolve, name it and clear and remove it and dissipate it in the light now. In any vows, contracts, and agreements, root contracts, from all past, present, future, parallel lives, to allow that, accept it, and attract it. Whoosh it on out. Please clear any hate, anger, rage, victimhood, victimization programs or patterns, any martyr, narcissist programs or patterns, any expectations or goals or negativity that's been put on anybody by any person, place, or thing in any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now. Please, God, Goddess, Creator, of all, name it and clear and remove it. And in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator, of all, any curse, hex, negativity, judgment, criticism, hoodoo, voodoo, witch, witchcraft, spell, jinx, hex, ugliness, unkindness, grudge or begrudged, dark magic, black magic, dark wizardry, dark sorcery, dark warlord, dark warlock, dark witchery, spells or curses or negativity, words or energy that has been spoken over anyone's name, their soul, their lives, or their family in any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now. God, Goddess, Creator of all, name it as a whole, root, branches, and seeds, and move it on out. Whoosh it on out. And Jesus, would you please give everybody a cellular cleanse and bring in trillions and trillions of brand new cells that are happy and well. And brand new stem cells, please reset and reprogram everybody's organs and glands and body systems and chakras, and guarantee everybody is raised up to the energy of joy, love, happiness, and peace, and everything is balanced and harmonized. Any blocks to hearing or seeing God, separation or division programs or patterns, clear and remove. Please, any separation from self, separation from self-love, clear and remove it and whoosh it on away. Please clear and remove any depression, oppression, repression, suppression, along with any negative self-images, low insecurities, low self-esteem. Please whoosh it on out and guarantee anything that people have heard that is imprinted in their ears and their ear chakras, clear and remove it, or imprinted in their eye chakras, clear and remove it. Guarantee everything is returned to love. Any of the heart wounds or the heart scars, the soul wounds or the soul scars, please heal them 100%. Clear and remove all of the emotions that went with them. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send in this powerful miracle healing. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everyone grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator of all. Clear and clean everyone's energies. Call it back from the past and the future and bring them all into the present moment. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everybody's head. Please give them an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement. Heal their mind, heal their heart. Clear their inner dialogue, ground them to the earth, connect them up to you, and return them, return their true essence and their true authentic self to them now. Where they have been weak in any way, please make them strong. Please let them feel, everyone feel you in their heart and their energy start buzzing. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless everyone with financial peace, financial security, prosperity, and abundance in all areas of their life. Cupid angels, please align with everyone along with the angels of abundance. And we ask that you help everyone with abundance and love in their life. All right, folks, this part of the healing is complete. I'm going to hand it over to Jean Castor, and she is going to sing the Reiki code. This is another powerful spiritual healing in itself. I'd recommend that you direct it as well to whoever or whatever it is within you that needs these healings. Jean?
Thank you, Charlene, for facilitating that wonderful healing. And as Charlene just spoke, please set your intentions for where you would like the Reiki to go. The first code that I will be calling in through my voice is the Chakra Ray, and it is the power symbol, and it opens the rainbow bridge and calls down the power of the white light. It opens the spirit doorway for healing, and it seals and it purifies and it blesses. The Hun Sha Ze Shonin is the distant symbol, and I send this out so the energy goes straight to you, and it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future. It heals the whole timeline. The Sehe Ki is the middle and the emotional symbol, and it opens and clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity and clarifies and sets boundaries. And it heals negative patterns, and it breaks addictions. The Daikomyo is the master symbol, and it's the great purifier, and it enhances and activates and empowers all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt, and it clears obstructions. And the Kriya at the end brings the spirit, the mental, and the physical realms all together, and it's about perfect balance and transition. Chokore, 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 chokore. Chokore, 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 Hanshaze Shonen. Hanshaze Shonen. Hanshaze Shonen. Hanshaze Shonen. Seki, Seki, Seki. 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 Daikomyo. Raku. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya. Kriya, Kriya, Etakuye, oh yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Charlene, back to you for the major house healing.
Thank you, Jean. That was great, as usual. All right, if you have a home or office, or just a place that you would like to send this major house healing. It is a really good clearing. I recommend it and recommend when you put out the addresses that you add your vehicles on it and any other buildings that's on it. Just, you know, if you just put out there my whole and entirety of my property and everything on it. All right, I'll go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everyone's home and property and addresses that's been put out here tonight and infuse all of these homes and properties and addresses with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all, please waterfall all of these homes and properties and addresses with agape and the highest of creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energy that's available to us as human beings that's of 100% light, love, and agape. God, Goddess, creator of all, please shift everybody's home and property and addresses. Shift them into divine, true love base. Clear and remove any fear, pain, suffering, and lack. Pull them out of struggle and survival. And in the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please send 500 billion archetypes of angels down to all of these homes and properties and addresses and clear any and all energies there that's other than 100% light. Please plug your healing power source into the four corners of everyone's home and property and infuse it with so much love and peace and calmness. Please commune with all of these souls, the souls of these homes and properties and addresses. And guarantee they are returned to love. And God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please fill up all of these homes and properties and addresses with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below. Ground them to the earth and connect them up to you, creator of all. Pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame, 1 billion times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through all of these homes and property with a fine-tooth comb and give it a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any portals or openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light and guarantee that they are closed. And if they are unable to be closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, creator of all, please turn on the joy in all of these homes and properties. Guarantee they're all cleared and cleaned and the vibration and the consciousness and the frequencies are raised up to enlightenment in the 12 attributes of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, the house healing is complete. Jean, do we have anybody that is called in tonight?
Yes, we do, Charlene, and let's go ahead and get started because we have some callers on the switchboard and some chat room guests that are looking forward to getting a message this evening. The first caller, the last four digits of your number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Good to hear your voice tonight. Becky, I'm seeing a giraffe with you, and the giraffe is about prophecy and seeing beyond. Your guardian angel is saying to listen to your intuition about something that's going on with you. It's something really specific in your life, all right? And it really, it looks like it is related to your job, your career. And pay attention because what you think is the truth is the truth. And she wants you to know that. Do you know what she's talking about specifically?
Well, I know there's just a bunch of stuff going on with my job. Has been for a really long time.
Okay. Well, the thing is, it's important to know that your job is secure. But pay attention to, you know, what you know or you hear about your coworkers or what's going around and things like that. But it's important that you know your job is secure, okay? And there's going to be some changes in your job, but it's not going to affect you, okay?
Oh, that is very, very good news to hear. Yes.
Good. All right. Well, thanks
you know
for
what?
Calling in. And we go ahead.
Okay. But, you know, I know that God's totally in control, and whatever he chooses is good for me.
Oh, I agree completely. I agree completely. And like I said, you are intuitive, so listen to your intuition and the messages that you're getting, you know, because they're sending them down to you real strong. You're getting the right information, okay?
Thank you.
Just keep your thoughts positive and God-centered and stay out of fear. That's the main thing,
okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Thanks so much for following the show, Becky. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 8661. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, this is Cherie.
Hello, Cherie. First thing I'm seeing is an animal guide is stepping forward, and you have a skunk with you. And the skunk is about respect. And there's a two-way street to respect, the respect that others show you and the respect that you show yourself in this scenario that the skunk is talking about. And the skunk is working with that self-respect is what it is saying. And it's important, your guardian angel says, to remember who you are and that you are a powerful, loving child of God. And she's saying that in looking at yourself and the self-respect, it's important to look at yourself the way God looks at you, through the eyes of love. And that what you are, what you say, what you do, and the energy you put in what you do comes from a loving place. So she's saying, but remember that and honor that within yourself.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome, and thank you so much for following the show.
Okay, thank you. Have a great evening.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 1439. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, guys, it's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. It's so good to hear you guys. I miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, too. First of all, I see a blue jay with you, which is knowing the truth through intuition. I'm also seeing a dolphin with you, which is about breath work. Your guardian angel is actually saying take some deep breaths, and it's important that you take some deep breaths because she's saying that you've got some trapped energies in your lungs and your chest. Have you been feeling heavy in that area lately?
Yes, I have.
And she says if you just take some really, really strong deep breaths and get outside, that'll all clear up. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't have any health issues. That's just what you need to do. You need to bring some oxygen into your lungs and to that heart, and that'll fix it right up. Also, she says there's some fun things coming to you real soon. Looks like this summer, some really good fun travels and all that. So have fun with that. It looks like it's going to be really, really good. A lot of fun for you and your family. It looks like family stuff, you know.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in the show, and it was great to hear your voice, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, this is Jane.
Hello, Jane. How are you doing?
Good. So nice to hear both of you.
Yeah. Thank you. The first thing that I'm seeing for you tonight is an animal guide, and it is a deer, and the deer is encouraging you to be gentle with yourself, that it's very important to be gentle in this energy shift into the solstice. And as you acclimate to it, the shift is going to be, you're going to feel it. And your guardian angel is also saying into this new moon to set your intentions for how you would like this next moon phase to go for you, what you would like to bring in, and to be positive in your words. She says you know how to do that, and to be specific. And she's also saying that there are a few people around you, younger people, that they're kind of waking up and they're not sure what this is, but you understand what it means to wake up and walk your spiritual path. They're a little, I don't know, in their confusion, sometimes their emotions go up and down. And she says to be gentle with them as well, because in their confusion, they might kind of direct their confusion in a way of fear or anger towards you, and it's not you at all, it's them, and she wants you to know that. So
okay.
I'm not sure if you're aware who this is, or it may be a few. I'm getting it. It's like two younger people. But just be aware of that.
I don't really know.
And know it'll come to you, especially when it happens. And it's not you, it's them. And it's their confusion in how they're waking up. They don't know what to do with it. So
it could be a couple of my children. I mean, I have three grown daughters, and maybe it's, you know, a couple of the girls.
Okay. Well, your guardian angel is saying that they're close to you.
Okay.
So that could be it if that's what's coming to you. So good luck with that. And she's reminding you again. In being gentle with these younger people, be gentle with yourself as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Jane. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies.
My
name is Regina.
Okay.
Hi, this is Regina.
Sorry about that, Regina.
That's okay.
All right, Regina, you have got a zebra working with you, which is about seeing between the lines, seeing the big picture, and everything is just not as it seems, black and white. You know, it's not just black and white. There's more to the story, more to the big picture. And notice your guardian angel is saying, you know, how people like that confide in you. It's important because, you know, you're kind of you've got a real healing way about you to where people would confide in you. But she says, very important to stay away from people not let them pull you into their judgments or criticisms. It's kind of like telling you about a divorce they're going through. You know, there's always two sides of the story, you know. So she's saying just be open and be a good listener without taking sides, you know, because it's just not a good thing for you, and it makes you uncomfortable. And you also have a dove of peace working with you. Your guardian angel is saying something that you've been wanting to shift in your life is about to make that change. So whatever you've been doing to bring it about, it looks like financial, keep doing it, okay? It's about to shift. Keep your thoughts positive, okay?
Okay, that is great news. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks for following the show. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies. This is Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. How are you doing this evening? Okay, Ellen, the first thing your guardian angel is showing me is there's been extra angels around your home, protecting your home and creating a secure sense of safety within your home for you and those that live in your home. She's also saying that it now is an excellent time for you to set crystal clear intentions about where your finances, where you want them to go. And she said not just your finances as in monetary, but your abundance in all areas of your life. She says this is a really good time to reflect on what you want for the rest of this year of 2017 and write it down and set intentions, because this new moon coming in, that energy will be really powerful for you. I'm seeing a horse with you. And the horse is about personal power and standing strong in your personal power as you walk the path. And the things that the horse is saying, there's been someone that's really been tapping on your personal power and, you know, attempting to pull it. So the horse is working there with you to protect your personal power, and it's important to pull your energy in as well. So be aware of those around you that make you feel depleted or kind of tired all of a sudden. Those are the ones that are pulling on your personal power.
Great. Wonderful messages. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome, and thank you for following the show, Ellen.
And good to hear your voices again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 2517. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, thank you. This is Jessica.
Jessica, okay. Jessica, you have a squirrel working with you. And the squirrel is about gathering, and it's always about finances, too, because they're always, you know, collecting their nuts for in the summertime and saving them for winter, things like that. And your guardian angel says that there's something that you have been seeking, that you have been wanting, and she says, stay for it, that it's possible for you to have it. And she said it's something that you really, really want. And she says, continue. There's something new that you've been doing in your life. And she said, continue down that path because where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. You're right on the exact right path where you're supposed to be. And just stay positive in your mind. You know, the law of being is what I speak, I create. So speak positively about the things that you are wanting to create, because things are really about to start manifesting really, really fast for you. So be strong and positive in what you are seeking so that you can get exactly what you want without getting some things that you don't want. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, I feel it. Thank you. I feel that really strongly. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You have a great
evening.
Thanks for following the show.
Thanks. Good night.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 3263. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Hello. Can I have your first name?
Sue.
So your guardian angel is really asking you to be focused on what it is that you would like to have, your intentions in your life right now. She's focusing on, she's indicating right now as opposed to in the future, and she says it has to do with your inner vision of what you would like to do. She says that to be very clear about what it is you want and asking for what you want, or putting out there to God what you want, to know that it's already there for you, and let her take any fears that might be blocking this from coming to you. I'm seeing a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger, and the hawk is with you a lot, and there are messages that the hawk is saying that are being brought to you, and it's important for you to receive them. Sometimes they get blocked, but open up to the messages that are coming to you. Do you trust your intuition, Sue?
Lately, it's been hard because I've been having some issues with my son's father, so... I think I know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Well, and then the next message that's coming forth in the word your guardian angel is saying is compassion. She's saying to soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself, and yourself is the most important one that you should be open to that compassion. And she's saying that the resolution will unfold
in the highest divine way, to give it to God and let God take care of it.
Okay.
And I'm also seeing a bunny rabbit with you as an animal guide, and the rabbit is about hopping out of your space and taking any fears that may be blocking you. And the bunny rabbit is saying that the fears are blocking the messages that the hawk's bringing in. So allow the bunny to take those fears for you and just take them away, as well as your guardian angel. And your guardian angel says, all will be well. All will be well.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Good. Well, Sue, thank you for following the show.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of their number are 2088. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Oh, nice to hear you,
Sharon,
guys.
Sharon, you have a goose working with you, which is about travel to faraway places. But you also have a scroll being dropped by a bald eagle, which the bald eagle flies closest to God and is always the messenger from heaven, and bringing you a scrolled message that is saying hello from your loved ones in heaven. And they are doing well. And their message to you is you are doing well. And they are very happy and pleased with your life and what you were creating in your life. Your guardian angel is saying it's time, like there's been something that you've been on the fence about in your life. And she said it's important that you make a choice soon. And she said whatever you decide will be just fine. It's just you to find out what your conflict is in it and ask that be cleared and to be taken away, so that, you know, whatever your choice is in this situation, it will be for your highest good. And that's all you have to ask for, is to bless me with the knowledge and the wisdom and the power to make the right choice in this situation that will follow my written chart and will be for my highest good. That's all you have to say, and then the message will come to you what will be the best thing for you, okay?
That is wonderful. I do have a big decision coming up, so that's wonderful. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
All right. Well, we'll contact you soon. We'd like to get together with
you
soon, and you have a good night,
please,
okay?
Do. You too. You guys have a great evening.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're to the last caller on the switchboard before we go over to the chat room guest. And the last four digits of this caller's number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Your guardian angel is talking about prioritizing, and within that she is saying to focus on what is your highest priority that you would like to accomplish, she said, and it's put them in order of what's the most important for you as opposed to anyone else. And she's really emphasizing what's most important to you, and she's working with you to help get you motivated so that these will come into your life. She's also saying that it's important at this time that you trust and honor your feelings, because she says somebody is trying to influence you in a way that, you know, may make you turn in a direction that you don't really want to go in. And she's saying trust and honor your feelings. That's very, very important. I'm seeing a buffalo with you, and the buffalo is about abundance, and the buffalo is saying with prioritizing what's important to you, this will come into you in a very, very abundant way. I'm also seeing a hummingbird with you, Vicki, and that's about joy, that vibration of joy. So just know that they are with you and helping you at this time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much, Vicki, for following the show. Okay, Charlene, we are going to the chat room guests, and the first person that would like a message is Julie.
Okay, Julie, you have an elephant working with you, which is about ancient knowledge and wisdom, but you also have two lions, which is the king of the jungle, but actually that you've got two of them, one on each side. And the message is, you know, what they bring to you is feminine power, leadership, and assertion. Your guardian angel is saying, stand up for your beliefs and be strong in who you are. And know that you are being watched over, that you are blessed. And it's important to let go of all fear because you are being watched over. And everything that you have sought to have in your life, you know, whether it was things or travel or things like that, God has always, or money, God has always taken care of you. And know that you are being watched over and taken care of. And it's interesting because I just saw this with somebody else a minute ago. I'm seeing the bald eagle drop another from Hello from Heaven. And I know exactly who this person is. Maddie, that's saying hello from heaven to you. And she says she appreciates your loyalty. But it is not necessary. She says she loves you and she just wants you to know that and to say hello. And that she's around you quite a lot. So when you think about her, she's around you. So thanks for following the show, Julie. Good luck with everything. You know, now is a good time to manifest some positive things that you're seeking because it looks like a door of manifestation is open for you. So good luck with all that.
Okay, the next person that is ready for a message is Neely. Excuse me, Neely, your guardian angel is saying that your inner guidance, it's important that you acknowledge that it is real and know that it is trustworthy because you've been getting reoccurring physical and emotional messages, and they're from your guide team, from your guides, from your guardian angel. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If it feels good, do it. If it depletes your energy, step away from it. If it empowers you, go toward it, is what your guardian angel is saying. And this situations with people, when you're asking your question, should I do this or not? It encompasses all of that. And you have a blue jay with you, and that's about knowing the truth through intuition. And the blue jay is there with you really, really strong in these situations that are coming to you, whether they feel like they're small decisions or big decisions or life-changing decisions. But trust your inner guidance because it's there for you. And know that if it feels right, it's the right decision for you, Neely. And she, your guardian angel, is really stressing this a whole lot tonight. So just know that you're being taken care of by your guides in a loving way. And good luck with that, Neely. Thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Candace.
All right, Candace, you have a horse working with you, which is about personal power and travel. Your guardian angel is actually holding up a rose quartz, which represents unconditional love. And she says, love yourself and every aspect of yourself. And she's also saying that there are certain things that have been said to you in your life that were just lies. And they created some sort of negative inner dialogue, and she said it wasn't the truth. So I'm asking that the divine clear that out of your ear chakras and clear that off of you now because you are a good person, and it's important that you know that, and you are holding the light well. And she, and your guardian angel is saying, please continue to do that. Sometimes it may seem difficult, but you are to hold the light of the divine opposed to the pain of the people. So they're basically saying, let go of any burdens that you've taken on for other people. And I'm just asking them to give everybody tonight a triple special Whopper Whoosh from the All and for everybody's guardian angel to come in and give everybody a healing and clear and remove all burdens and anything that is hindering anybody's spiritual growth. So thanks for following the show, Candace. Have a good night.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying to pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you because they're answered prayers. So she's wanting you to know that really strongly. And your guardian angel is also saying that it's time to make a decision about a situation that you've been kind of teetering on, what should I do about this? And she said, because it's kind of creating an unhealthy energy in your space, and you deserve to feel high vibrational energy. So she's saying the prayers that you sent up or the help that you've asked for within this situation are coming to you, so pay attention to it and know solidly that this is the help coming to you that you've asked for. I'm seeing a raven with you, Jennifer, and it's about magic. And the raven is saying, bringing you the magic of shifting whatever is, doesn't feel right in your life into a positive, to feel like magical. So good luck with that, Jennifer, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Jenny.
All right, Jenny, I'm seeing the color blue all around you tonight. And your guardian angel says that it is time to let go and move forward. There is something that you have been holding on to and that has been holding on to you. And she says as soon as you can let this go, whatever it is, and she says, you know what it is, there is a big, bright future ahead of you. She wants you to know that it's important that you know that you are a healer. You're a person that people like to confide in. You have just a very good energy about you. So it's important to get your vibration up and to hold that energy because it makes you feel good. It's healing for you too. And she's saying that this was a good show for you to listen to tonight because she says you have been needing some healings. She said what you're seeking, what you really, really want, it's out there for you as soon as you let this, whatever this has been hanging over you, go. And that's just a matter of acknowledging it and asking the divine to help you. And know that the divine is always working behind the scenes to help you. All you have to do is ask. So, you have a good night. And you also, I do see another animal around you, a deer for gentleness. Be gentle with yourself in every way right now. So, have a good night and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Marguerite. And Marguerite, I see Jesus standing behind you with his hands on your shoulder, and he's there helping you, encouraging you, and empowering you. And he's saying that this difficult time, it's coming to an end. You've met your challenge, and you've learned this lesson to acknowledge it and move forward. And Jesus is right there with you, infusing with his Christ energy. And he says that it's already behind you, so it's time to take that step forward. And this is a divine miracle that is coming to you with Jesus walking you through this challenge. And he said to let you know one more time that he's right there with you. Your guardian angel is saying that there is blessings on the other side of this challenge. So open your arms to it, to receive it, because it is going to infuse your life with these blessings. And I'm seeing a lion with you. And the lion is about feminine power, and this lion is empowering you at this time with the energy to move forward. And I'm also seeing an eagle come down with a hello from heaven for you. And the message is all is well. Know that all is well. Okay, Marguerite, thank you so much for following the show. All right, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Vivian.
Vivian, I see a lot of bluebirds around you, which is for happiness. And you also have some hummingbirds that are, you know, that they're about joy. But I'm seeing all these little birds around you. You've got a dove for peace. And the big message that I am hearing is, I hear it right coming right from Jesus. It's funny, he was just talking to the last lady. But it's saying, peace, be still, all is well. And I'm also seeing the Blessed Mother behind you and saying how amazing of a mother that you have been, and how what a good representative as a teacher and a mother that you have been. And it's important to let go of any guilt or regret because you have done a good job. Now, also, your guardian angel is saying it is important to keep, there's something that's really important to you that's like on your top priority list at this time, and she said keep that at the top of your priority list. The reason it is top priority right now is because that door is about to open for you, and it's about to come in. So good luck with that, Vivian, and thanks for following the show. All is well in your world. I can see it.
Okay, the next person that would like a message, and we're down to the last two chat room guests, is Morgan. And Morgan, your guardian angel is saying it's important to look at this situation and admit the truth for yourself and to act according to what your truth is. And in saying that, I'm seeing a blue jay with you, and that is about knowing the truth through intuition. And she's stressing that it's your truth as opposed to anyone else's truth, and to act on it. Your guardian angel is working with you to give you the strength and the courage to act on what you need to for yourself, whatever the situation is. And she's also saying, Morgan, please let me take any cares or worries away that would feel like it's holding you back from moving forward. Allow your guardian angel to help you, Morgan. She's right there for you, and she wants to. I'm also seeing a deer with you for gentleness, to be gentle with yourself at this time, going through this shift of the solstice energy and into the new moon energy. And she's also saying, your guardian angel say, Morgan, do something nice for yourself that makes you feel good. It could be as small as getting yourself your favorite kind of ice cream and eating it and enjoying it, or going to a movie, or whatever it is that you would like to do. So thanks for following the show, Morgan. Okay, Charlene, the last person that's in the chat room that would like a message is Virginia.
Okay, Virginia. Virginia, you have a camel working with you, which is about endurance. And it's interesting because the camel, it's showing me a past life that is very active for you right now. And you were like in Arabia, it's like in the Middle East, and you were this guy with a turban, and you did a lot of traveling through the desert, a lot of soul-searching in your life. And your guardian angel says that something right now that's going on with you is creating that and bringing up that past life, because you're sort of doing that now, doing some soul searching. And your guardian angel says that you have been in a spiritual growth period, and it's just you're having some sort of spiritual awakening going on, and she says you're not really aware of it, but what it is, it's like you're being amped up to another level and being called to, you know, wake up, so to speak, and open your mind. She is saying that it's important that you recognize this and that you recognize all of the strides you've made in your life. And you also have a blue jay working with you, which is about knowing the truth through intuition. And know that you are being watched over, and there are many, many blessings in heaven for a lot of the kind things that you have done and how you've helped people. Ask for those blessings to come into you because they are available to you. So thanks for following the show, and good luck with all of that. And I want to thank everybody for following the show. And we have on our website two other shows planned for this summer. Jean, would you like to take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. Creator of all, I ask that you please surround, fill, and infuse each individual listening to the New Way Power Hour with your divine creator energy. And I ask that you please commune with their souls as they walk their path. I ask that you bless them with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power. Please protect and lead them and guide them, and let thy will be done. Metakoye Oyasu. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We would like to thank everyone for following the show and being a part of the New Way Power Hour, and we look forward to the next show. Until then, walk in peace. Good night.